When Rick Agler graduated from the famed Berklee College of Music in 2007, he had two career options, professional drummer or music teacher. He chose music teacher with a mission. Music is magic. That's what 25-year-old Rick Agler discovered early on in life.
Music made me feel like anything was possible.
Agler was 7 when he had brain surgery, which left him with an embarrassing scar on the back of his head. Worse, his medical condition prevented him from playing sports. So his mother suggested he learn to play the drums.
I started playing drums with Ronit Glick. She was my elementary teacher. I remember just the joy it brought to me, and it was my favorite thing. Sixth grade was a new school for me. And I had a hard time kind of getting along with all the kids. And Miss Glick just took me in, and I just had so much fun at the program and ate up anything she gave to me. It just felt great all the time.
Years later, the love of music took Agler from Northern California, where he grew up, to Boston to study at the prestigious Berklee College of Music. While he was a junior at Berklee, he volunteered as a music teacher at a local youth center, and in a way, he never left. He helped create a small music club within the youth center, and later, serving as its director, oversaw its rapid growth into a major program. The music clubhouse at the Blue Hill Boys and Girls Club now offers local kids a chance to learn and play not just drums, but a wide range of other instruments as well.
Just watching the energy of the kids and working with them, and they were so excited to learn and play, that's what kind of caught my attention. And then it all kind of tied back to what Miss Glick did for me. So as much fun as I do have drumming and performing live, it's definitely more rewarding and more fun to like watch these kids grow up and develop.
The music clubhouse, Agler says, has become a haven for local kids who can come after school hours or during summer vacation. They learn to play instruments, perform together in bands, and even record their own songs in the club studio.
Superhero strength, superhero power.
Superhero is one of the songs from the club's second album, Because of You.
It was cool because I got the chance to be in a studio and see what it was like to record a song.
14-year-old Javon Martin, who goes by the stage name Young Fresh, joined the music clubhouse 3 years ago.
It has impacted my life in a big way because I never thought I would be doing this. We now get shows and now everyone wants to interview us. I'm on the radio. I'm doing shows in different states. People are actually starting to see me as, like, an artist. Like, people are always coming up to me like, oh, don't forget me when you make it big.
Ten-year-old Akilah Hunter didn't play an instrument when she became a club member last year. Now she plays piano and sings with a band. What she likes best, she says, is performing.
We performed at different places, like we performed at Berklee College of Music. We go on trips, like we went to the House of Blues, and we went on stage, and we performed, and it was very fun.
Since the music clubhouse opened 3 years ago, it served almost 500 kids. Director Rick Agler says performing in front of different audiences helps the young musicians build self-esteem. Coming to the club to prepare for those performances helps them learn how to deal with their personal problems and concerns.
I can see what it does for them, and it just develops confidence. It's also an escape. I mean, a big kind of problem we have in the neighborhood is obviously gangs and family dynamics and just stuff like that, and we have a lot of challenges. So whether it's like, oh, they feel embarrassed about a zit on their face, you know, or they feel embarrassed because they're not as tall as somebody or whatever, or something about what's happening at home, we can have those conversations, and then they can write about it, too. They can rap about it and kind of let it out a little bit.
To expand the club and help more kids learn music, Agler sought the support of the community, creating partnerships with the Berklee College of Music and local music stores, he says, has helped the club receive free instruments, recording equipment, computers, and software. The music clubhouse at the Blue Hill Boys and Girls Club has also gotten support from the Music and Youth Initiative, a nonprofit that develops after-school music education programs in underserved communities in Massachusetts. Gary Eichhorn is the group's executive director.
I do think it's important that we continue to get private, corporate, and foundation investments in programs like this, not just here, but all across the country, so that we don't leave behind the children who may really benefit from this kind of a program and may not benefit as much from, you know, purely academic programs. And I think we need to level the playing field somewhat by providing kids who may not have the means to get private music lessons the opportunity to still learn music and get all the benefits that music education brings.
Wake up, brush my teeth, take a bath, or shower.
Club director Rick Agler says he's happy, but not surprised to see how music touches and transforms the lives of his club members. It's the same magical power he experienced as a child that inspired him to become a teacher and pass it on. For writer Faiz El Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.